This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret.
There are strict regulations about who can pay for trips by members of Congress and their staff members and how they have to be approved and reported. A new investigative report from USA Today raises questions about who funded more than 200 trips to Turkey made by congressional delegations since 2008.
Joining us now is one of the authors of that investigative report, Paul Singer. He's a Washington correspondent for USA Today. Paul, welcome back.
Thank you, Rob. Nice to be on the show.
Well, let's take this one step at a time. First, who's going to Turkey? What kind of trips are we talking about here?
These are trips for about two dozen members of Congress, about 175 or 80 staff members over a period of 6 or 7 years. They're going on these six-day tours of Turkey. They go to visit with public officials there. They go to visit with newspapers there. They go to visit, you know, see some of the lovely antiquities of Turkey. And then they come home, and it's all paid for and reported to Congress as being paid for by a series of about a dozen nonprofit groups. The trouble is, we believe those are not the groups that actually paid for it.
Yeah, now tell us about the groups. And this is where it gets a little complicated.
Yes.
What groups are we talking about, and where do they all tie back to?
Well, they are all they report themselves as independent nonprofit organizations working on Turkish culture and intercultural communication and stuff like that. But they are all linked to what is called the Gulen movement. The Gulen movement is the followers of an intellectual Islamic scholar named Fethullah Gulen, who has actually lived in rural Pennsylvania for about 20 years. He's left Turkey, and at the moment, actually, the Turkish government is asking us to extradite him because he's sort of an enemy of the current state.
And these groups that are on paper funding it, I mean, if a nonprofit group meeting certain criteria wants to fund a congressional junket or trip or whatever you want to call it, that can be okay, as I understand it. What's going wrong? Why are these ethical violations, as you've reported it?
These Gulen groups have been reporting that they took these members of Congress to Turkey and they paid for it themselves. All fine. The only problem is we have learned through investigation that they are not paying it for themselves. They, in some cases, they have admitted to investigators on Capitol Hill that there was another organization in Turkey that was paying for significant portions. In some cases, we have discovered that the organizations themselves didn't appear to have any real funding. Some of the organizations didn't actually have 501c3 status, that is, you know, IRS tax-exempt charity status in the United States. So we don't know who the organizations are. We don't know where the money is coming from. We don't know who ultimately paid for these trips. What we do know is that all of these organizations are connected through the Gulen movement, and that many of the people who were being visited in Turkey, that is, many of the hosts in Turkey, were also connected to the Gulen movement, which is not only a religious and ideological music, but a broad political movement as well.
So there's an ethical procedure, as we mentioned, to control how these trips work. Who's supposed to be watching this? Who's minding the shop here?
So I am not going to blame anybody here yet. My story has not yet gotten that far. The members of Congress and their staff who took these trips have responded to us the same way, pretty much line by line, which is the House Ethics Committee approved these trips. And therefore, we took these trips. We submitted all the proper paperwork. It's not our fault if there was something wrong. The Ethics Committee is supposed to investigate these things and tell us. And the Ethics Committee doesn't comment on this stuff other than in an investigation that was done recently, there was some the Ethics Committee reported on this topic, and they said that they had done all of their due diligence. It's not their fault if somebody else lied to them. That is, the organizers of these trips lied about who was actually paying for it. The Ethics Committee has referred some of this information to the Justice Department for the possibility of prosecuting people for lying on these forms. Because the form says, I hereby swear that I'm the guy paying for this trip.
Well, let's get to those groups now. You reached out to some of the groups that paid for or filled out paperwork claiming that they paid for these trips to Turkey. Did you hear anything back? And if so, what?
No, I heard nothing back. I reached out to 20-some-odd groups. One of them, there's a cluster of these groups. Part of the issue here, is, Rob, is that this is like It's shells. It's overlapping shells of organizations that don't have any employees, any paid employees. They have many of the same directors, volunteer directors. They have many of the same staff. One place is in Washington, D.C. There's three or four groups in the same place. I finally just went over and walked into their office, and there were people there, and I asked if anyone could talk to me, and they said, no, they're all in a meeting, and I gave them my business card, and they never called back. Several of these organizations link. There's like a whole network of them, and I kept calling up and down the chain trying to see if I could find who was really in charge, and I got nowhere. I got no responses, nothing.
Talking to Paul Singer from USA Today about an investigative report on congressional trips to Turkey funded apparently not by the groups that filled out the paperwork, apparently an ethical violation somewhere along the chain here. Let's talk about this Gulenist movement. Why would they want to curry favor with members of Congress by funding these trips?
Well, let me tell you two things about that. The first is fairly obvious, I think, on the surface, which is at the moment there is an election going on in Turkey this weekend, and the government is actually cracking down on opposition, including the Gulen opposition. There are Gulen newspapers, there are Gulen institutions, and there's been a falling out between the government and the Gulen movement, and the government thinks the Gulen movement is basically trying to destabilize the Turkish government. That being the case, it's very nice for the Gulens to have friends in high places in Washington. At one point earlier this year, a bunch of members of Congress wrote a letter to John Kerry, the Secretary of State, saying you need to talk to the Erdogan government in Turkey about not punishing Gulen journalists. Well, if you look at the signatures on those letters, a lot of the people who signed that letter, members of Congress who signed that letter, had either been to Turkey on a Gulen-funded trip or had sent their staff to Turkey on a Gulen-funded trip. So you're making friends. The other thing to note, Rob, is that this organization or this network pays not only for travel in Congress, but in state legislatures and amongst local elected officials and amongst public sort of persona all across the country. So there's a group in Chicago called the Niagara Foundation, which is a very well-known, and they do a lot of good charitable work, and they have a chapter in Wisconsin. I know that they've taken Wisconsin legislators to Turkey, which, again, may be fine. I don't know what they tell the Wisconsin legislature. I don't know what the rules are for who can pay for travel in Wisconsin. If it was a congressperson, it would be a problem, but they haven't taken any members of Congress that we know of from Wisconsin. But I do know that this network operates in hundreds of communities around the country.
Bigger picture, and you look at this stuff a lot, these ethical rules in Congress. Is this common for groups affiliated with foreign interests around the world to take congressional representatives and their staff on trips around the world?
Yes and no. There are, for starters, Turkey is a very popular place for people to travel in Congress. It's a fun destination. And there's several organizations, regular sort of above board nonprofits that pay for trips to Turkey by members of Congress fairly regularly. There's sort of the Turkish American Chamber of Commerce kind of groups. There are also organizations. The biggest visiting destination is Israel. There is a nonprofit organization that is affiliated with the Israeli lobby, AIPAC, here in Washington. They pay for lots and lots of travel to Israel. And then there's a smattering of other places that are regularly visited. And there's a bunch of groups that take members of Congress on foreign trips. It's not all that uncommon. There's a group called the Aspen Institute, a very well-known think tank. They take members of Congress all over the place, including to Turkey. The trick is that with all those trips, they're disclosed fully, and we have pretty good confidence that the money is coming from where they say it's coming from. The thing that's so surprising about this is it looks like widespread, I don't know what else to call it, but deceit in an attempt to undermine the disclosure process, and it's worked. I mean, they have gotten away with this for 6 years at least, and we don't know how many other trips this might affect.
Paul, you said you're not ready to blame anybody, keyword, yet. So what's the next step in your investigation here?
Well, I think the fair question to ask is how the Ethics Committee failed to find what we found. Is it because they were simply lied to and the information was not available to them? Is it that they did not do a thoroughgoing review of these trips before they approved them? Remember, all of these trips were approved in advance. If you want to go to Turkey, you have to turn over some documentation to the Ethics Committee and say, hey, can I take this trip? And the committee has to look at it and say, yeah, this looks legit. Go ahead. Our question has to be, one, should the member of Congress have known better that this group looks screwy? Two, should the Ethics Committee have taken a better look and said, Congressman, you don't want to take this trip? And three, if everybody else did what was above board, how did these folks manage to lie their way through the system so easily for so long?
And you'll be covering this in the weeks to come?
Oh, yeah. My suspicion, Rob, is this is going to go on for a while. I mean, there is so much more information related. And again, the Gulen movement runs about 100 and some odd charter schools across the United States. They're involved in a number of organizations, nonprofits, a lot of public activity. We now have to go back and look and see, are there other issues about the way the Gulens have financed their public activities, not only in Congress, but everywhere else? This is going to be a long dig.
Paul, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Rob, and happy Halloween.
To you, too. That's Paul Singer, Washington correspondent for USA Today, talking about his new investigative report on ethically questionable trips to Turkey by members of Congress.
I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. This is Central Time on the Ideas Network.